We're in Simin Yud Aleph in Hilchas Tzitzis. I'm discussing just how to put the tzitzis into the beged. We are up to Sif Yud Beis, and we will be doing Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. So, in Sif Yud Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Minyan chutei hatzitzios b'chol kanav arba kfulim sheim shmona. What do? You take four strings, you double them over into the hole, and this gives you four on each side. Altogether, you've got eight. Vimhosif pasul. If you put in more than eight strings, that is pasul, you are over on Bal Tosif. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that there's really a machlokis whether or not Bal Tosif applies here. There are many Rishonim who hold, and the Gra actually Paskins like them, that Bal Tosif would not mean doing more of the same, but doing something else. Meaning, if the Pasuk says that you are to put strings in there, and the right kind of strings made of wool, linen, depending on all the halakhas that we previously learned, and you do that, just you put more strings than the Torah asked for. That's not Bal Tosif. Bal Tosif is when you're saying, oh, I'm smarter. The Torah said to put in strings. Oh, I'm going to put something else into. I'm going to put some other min inside. I'm going to put a different kind of fabric there too. That's Bal Tosif. But just having more of the same would not be Bal Tosif. But the Machaber says that it's possible even by adding, not like the Gra, and we are choshish for this. And what happens if you did put an extra one in there? So the halacha is that you can cut out, you can cut off whatever is extra. How far do you have to cut it? The bir halacha is mistapek. If what you did is you wound everything together and tied all of your knots, and you've got extra string there. So he's mistapek if all you have to do is cut off the string that is hanging down, or will you have to actually unravel everything and get rid of the string that's all the way back in the windings and the knots. So he's mistapek, he has a suffix in that. So the halacha is that you're supposed to have the correct amount and not have more. Further, the Mechaber goes on and says, Yachtoch roshi hachutin harba, first you cut them, and then v'yitchavein b'kanof v'yichbalein v'oz yuches. What happens if you have just this long string? So what do? You folded it up, and then you're going to cut the edges. And out of that, you're going to make four doubled over strings. So you have this one long string, and you went ahead and doubled it over many times, and now you want to cut it. So that's fine, but the Mechaber says that you've got to cut it before you put it into the hole of the tzitzis. This is lechatchila, as far as b'di'evit, we'll see in the next sif. It is here that the Mishnah Berurah brings up the issue of not cutting it with a knife. You cut the strings of the tzitzis by biting it. You use your teeth. In yonim of not using a knife. Now, the Mechaber said that you're supposed to have four strings of tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah here goes through what it was like in the days of Tcheles. There were two white strings and two blue strings, doubled over. So that you have two of Lavan and two of Tcheles. When we don't have Tcheles, so we just have four strings that are doubled over to give you eight strings. Yeah, now we go further. Yizoyer lachtoch roshei hachutin lasosom ches kodim sheyichroch. You should make sure to cut them before you start actually winding the string around the tzitzis. Now, here we've got a problem. In Sif Yud Beis, he says that you should cut them before you put them into the hole. Here he's saying that you should make sure before you wind them. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Yud Beis was lechatchila. Sif Yud Gimel is b'di'evit. That as long as you cut them before you did the winding, we do not yet call that an asiyah, and there is no problem of cutting them later. Of course, lechatchila you should, like he says in Yud Beis, but if you cut them later, so long as you didn't start winding yet, the halacha is that it is still kasher. The halacha is that we would consider your tzitzis kasher. Further, Sif Yud Dalet. Yeah, what happens if you did it? B'di'evid. You already tied all your tzitzis, and then at the very end, you're going to go and cut it. That's not good. That's Tasav Alumin Asui. You've got to have four doubled over strings at the time that you make them. Now, Sif Yud Dalet. In Sif Yud Dalet, the Machaber describes the process of tying the tzitzis. So what do? you put the four tzitzits in, you double them over, and you have eight, you put them in the hole, you tie a double knot, and then you wind the strings around it several times and tie a double knot. Wind again, tie a double knot. Wind again, tie a double knot. Wind again, tie a double knot. Which means four sets of chulios where you had them wound, and altogether five sets of knots. Five double knots. There is a reason for the minyan. The five double knots are supposed to be there to have us remember the Chamish Chumshei Torah. And the ten single knots are supposed to remind us of the Eser Sfiros, the ten Midas of Hashem. Okay, now how many times do you wind it around inside? So the Shulchan Aruch says that the Chulios should be in order seven. He says to do 7, 9, 11, and 13. This is what the Mechaber says to do. 7, 9, 11, and 13, which together add up to the number 39. The number 39 is the gematria of Hashem Echad. Hashem meaning Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's 26, and then Echad, which is another 13. Together with the Shem Hashem, they're supposed to add up to the number of 40. Together with the concept of the Shem Hashem, they're supposed to add up to the number Mem, the number 40. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Kavanas or Ari say not to do 7, 9, 11, 13, but to do 7, 8, 11, 13. According to the Mechaber, if you had 7, 9, 11, 13, it came up to 40, which is Hashem Echad with the Shem. We do 39, which is just Hashem Echad. There is another opinion brought down that says to do like Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is to do 10, 5, and then 6, and then 5. Now, the minhag of 7, 8, 11, and 13, if you put the 7 and 8 together, you get the Shem of Yud Kei, that's 15. You then add to it 11, and what you get is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then you add the 13 and you get Echad. 13 is Echad, so you have Hashem Echad. So the way one makes the Hashem Echad is by having Yud Kei and then Yud Kei Vav Kei, meaning Yud Kei, and then Vav Kei, and then at the end 13 for Echad. So these are the various minhagim. Afterwards, the Mechaber says that you should put a little knot at the end of each string so that it will not unravel. And the Mishnah Berurah previously told us that unless it actually begins unraveling, you're better off not making the knot because it's not clear that that's the right thing to do. Once it begins unravels, then you could make the knot. The Mishnah Berurah brings brings something that the Rush writes, and that is that in order that the tzitzis really, really look nice, what you should do is see to it that the distance between the knots is equal. Even though you're tying 7, 8, 11, 13 between them, there's a difference between how long the 7 would be and how long the 13 would be. He says that l'chatchila, they should be equidistant from one another, so that in the 7 you'll have more space that does not have anything wound around it, whereas in the 13 it's going to be tight. He also brings down that you should have Kamalo Agodol, you should have the width of a thumb. That should be the distance between each of the knots. Now another thing, the Mechaber says that we saw before that the shear of the tzitzis should be L'chatchila Yud Beis Godlin, should be 12 finger or thumb widths. So he says that L'chatchila, one third of that should be where you tie it, and the other two-thirds where it's hanging down. Meaning the windings and the knots should take up one-third of it, which would mean you have four godlin, four thumb widths there, and the eight thumb widths of strings hanging out. The Rama says that even if you're going to make your tzitzis longer, as long as you want to make them, you can make them, it is still right to see to it that the windings and the strings, the part that we call gedil, where it's wound and tied, should be one third, whereas the anuf, the part that is hanging down, should be two thirds of it. So regardless of the size, you should always make sure that it's one third and two thirds. So there, if you really are doing it in the shear of Yud Beis Godlin, that means the right way to do it is work it out that your knots and windings all together add up to 4 Godlin. So this is why if we say that they're to be equidistant, then going from one knot, the middle of one knot to the middle of the next knot, you make sure that there is the width of one thumb, you get 4 of those for 4 Godlin, and then the strings would come out to about 8 Godlin, which is usually the way they package the strings. If you do it just right, you'll get to that size. And if some strings are a little bit longer, following what the Mishnah Berurah mentions, you can bite them until they are all just 8 Godlin, so that you'll have 4 and 8.